Well, after an hour and a half of trade on Wednesday, the Aussie market finds itself slightly softer for the second straight day. We've got the ASX 200 down by around a fifth of 1%. It's been quite a volatile start as well. Not too long ago, the market tried to sneak into positive territory and was completely flat before fading again. But at the worst levels, we're down twice as much, down by around 0.4 of 1%. Now, it's not a huge surprise considering that the market has had very little momentum and enthusiasm in March. In fact, we've only improved twice in 9 days, and this is after rising by about 9% in January and February. So we're getting closer to that 6,300 point level. It's been difficult for the market to continue to rally through that level, but also we're only about 3% away from 11-year highs as well. And that's another level which is quite difficult to crack through. Now, last night, we received a mixed lead from Wall Street, but the market in the US did actually fall away in the last hour and a half of trade. That was mainly on a report that China is pushing back against US trade demands, but also a key two-day meeting on interest rates kicked off last night and will wrap up early tomorrow morning. Now, across the US, the Aussie market, rather, we're seeing mining stocks doing the most damage. Fortescue Metals in particular, which has dropped by as much as 6% at the worst levels as the iron ore price took a hit last night. BHP and Rio also doing a bit of damage. In the energy space, New Hope is under pressure. It fell 12% yesterday on its profit results and is down again today. WiseTech is down 4% or so. The logistics company has successfully raised around $300 million, though, at a discounted price to help fund its expansion projects overseas. In the infant formula space, mixed results. So Synlait is one of the worst. It's down 13%. That's because its profits have fallen 10% over the first half. It's actually selling more infant formula to A2 Milk, but it basically has blamed the fall in profits to a new pricing agreement with the company. So Bellamy's and A2 Milk also under pressure. Not all bad news there. The standout is Wattle Health, which has improved by as much as 10% this morning. It has finalised a supply agreement to start distributing infant formula into China. It expects this deal to boost its revenues by $100 million over the next 42 months. The Aussie dollar a bit weaker today at 70.6 US.